Thanks, Pam, for doing the story and for writing it, Natasha. Even though there are no little people here, it's amazing watching all your faces. We were really gripped to the story. It was really exciting. So thank you. This story is familiar to us, this story of Zacchaeus. And it is dreadful for us dyslexics because it didn't matter how I typed it in to my machine, it still kept coming up with a red line. So in the end, I just gave up and just spelt it how I thought it looked because I knew what it meant. So I'm not sure what you might remember about this man, Zacchaeus, today, what you remember from the story that Pam talked about. Her story was about doing something, climbing the tree. Thank you for your audience participation, climbing the tree. But being a person on the less than tall side, the thing that I tend to remember about him is that he was short, very short. And I'm sure that's what many people remember when they read the story or remember the story. But I'm not sure that's why Luke wrote it. He didn't write it all down so that the only thing that we would remember about him was that he was short. And to be fair, I'd be really disappointed if somebody wrote my life story and the only thing they wrote down was that Tina Edwards, she was short. I mean, she was really short. I'd be really disappointed. And the other problem about this story, beautifully though it read, was that it was all about climbing trees. And actually, I have never, ever been good at climbing trees. I could never hang on to the rope at school when they did it in the gym, and I certainly was never any good at climbing trees. So if Luke was hoping that we'd all become tree climbers, then I'm going to obviously disappoint him again. But I don't think it's about climbing trees, so I think you're all safe. But I want to have a little deeper look about what it is about and to try to understand a little bit about the man Zacchaeus and why Luke wrote it all down, you know, why it was important to him that it was contained in his book. If you want to, the service sheet has the story written out from the NIV version. So you can have it there as a little aid memoir if you want it. So as we were told, Zacchaeus had a career, he earned money, and that was really good. Sadly, it was not a very popular career. And later, when the crowds had gathered under the tree, they called him a sinner, someone who was against God. So we can be sure that he was not well-liked. His job, being a tax collector, meant that he took money from people, from the Jews who lived in the town that he lived in Jericho, and paid them to the Romans who occupied it. Could he have been a fair tax man, I ask myself, taking only the money that he should have done and giving it to the Romans? Well, I guess so. But we never read about tax collectors in the Bible having a very good reputation. And I guess that's because they always took more than they should. It was an opportunity to defraud people and take more than they needed to. And had he been a good tax collector, I guess he wouldn't have been a wealthy one. Which obviously is what we discover later, that he was very, very wealthy, but not popular. So what about all this tree climbing then? Why did he do that? Who was he going to see? Well, we know he wanted to see Jesus. We know there must have been a buzz around Jericho about who Jesus was, what he'd done, and where he'd come from. So he wanted to see what was going on. So he was actually just curious. He'd heard about him, and he decided he would go and see him. So Luke tells us that he ran ahead because the news had come that Jesus was coming to see what was going on. A bit like when you see people running ahead to get a good view of a marathon or a bike ride. They climb something, and they climb up the top of a hill, so they get a good vantage point. So Zacchaeus had two fabulous good ideas at this point. He ran ahead so that he could find a tree that was empty, because I guess other people climb trees. And it also gave him time to get up the tree, so that by the time Jesus walked past, he was settled at the top and could watch, because that's all he'd come to do, was to watch. He wanted to see Jesus, so he ran, he climbed the tree in all his expensive clothes. He didn't care. I wonder if Zacchaeus expected him to stop. Jesus did stop and talk to people on hillsides by the lakeside, where he could gather people together and they could hear what he wanted to say. But Luke tells us that Jesus was only passing through Jericho. He was walking along a road. Well, that's not a place where you stop and address people. It's not suitable to gather a crowd together and talk to them. So Jesus stopped. Luke tells us that he looked into the tree and he saw Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Although, of course, he wasn't just a tax collector. He was the chief tax collector. Jesus stopped and changed his plan. He looked up and he saw him and he talked to him and he asked him to come down. And if you look in the version you have, it says, "I must stay at your house today. I must stay at your house today." Someone needed Jesus' time, so he stopped. He changed his plan and he made time for him. What did Zacchaeus do when Jesus stopped and got him to climb down? He welcomed him. He was moved from just being curious to seeing what he looked like, which is what he climbed the tree to do. But now he got a real face-to-face experience of Jesus, a real encounter, a personal moment, and a direct action. He asked him to come down out of the tree because he wanted to go to his house. Jesus had given him some really clear guidance on what he was going to do. And of course, all the people around him were really excited. They were really pleased for him. They thought, "Oh, isn't that lovely?" No, of course they weren't. They were really angry. But they didn't say so. They just muttered quietly, but enough that people could hear. "He's going to be a guest. He's gone to be the guest of a sinner. Somebody who's gone against God." But Zacchaeus just ignored them. He must have heard them, but he ignored them. He really understood that things were not right in his life. He saw, perhaps for the first time, how he'd treated the people around him unfairly and how he'd exploited them. Because he was in Jesus' presence and because of the words that Jesus had said to him, he knew straight away what he should do, and he did it. Zacchaeus made a promise to Jesus and to everyone who was close enough to hear him to take half of all that he owned and give it to the poor, and to pay back what he had taken unfairly. "Lord, here and now, I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." So why did Jesus stay? Zacchaeus had made his promise. If we look in the last verse of the version you have in front of you, you will see Jesus' words say, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." Zacchaeus was lost. He needed a new way. He needed a new way of living. Not a way that was focused on himself, building his fortune, but on loving God and loving the people. Jesus saw that. He knew that Zacchaeus needed to understand this. Jesus could save him from the way his life was going. But by going to Zacchaeus' house, there was an extra blessing. Not just Zacchaeus, but for everyone who lived in the house was blessed by Jesus' presence. Everyone then was able to hear what he had to say. Everyone then was able to make their own choice. "Today's salvation comes to this house," Jesus said. So in these short few verses, what have we learnt about Zacchaeus? Well, we know he was short. We knew that before we read the story because we know it really well. But there are lots of other things that we have learned about him today and about how his life was changed on that day he went and climbed the tree and Jesus stopped. He wanted to see Jesus for himself, and that's good. It is good to go and find out things for yourself. He ran ahead and put himself in the best place he could. That did take time and effort and planning. And sometimes we might need to do that, to put ourselves in the best place. He changed his vantage point to see Jesus, For him, it was climbing a tree. Obviously, I'm hoping that to see Jesus more clearly, I do not have to go climbing trees. But sometimes you do need to put yourself in a different place to see Jesus more clearly. He ignored the people who were muttering, and he listened to only Jesus' voice. Sometimes it is good to filter out other voices and just listen to what Jesus is saying. Last week, we looked at reading the word and pondering on the word. Sometimes that is how Jesus speaks to us today. We can't be in Jericho anymore and meet him. So ponder the word of, ponder and wonder God's word, as we learned last week. He looked deeper and reflected on himself and the choices he'd made. In Jesus' presence, he could see that he had not made good choices. He knew that he treated people unfairly and exploited and ignored the people who were around him in his community. In Jesus' presence and the conviction of his words, Zacchaeus knew what to do, and he did it. And he welcomed Jesus into his home. That's just six things we found out about him. I'm sure if we read it again, there will be more. So please do ponder on this word and find some more things about him.